we kind of flipped scripts. The Jays are the team that's feeling great about how they're coming to the finish line, and you guys were that team last year. Can you pinpoint, Mike, one or two or even three things? I know it's a real bad rut right now, but even since around post-All-Star break, that was starting to give you signs this wasn't going to be a playoff team this year.
Well, it seems like all year long we've just been waiting for everything to kind of come together. One night the pitching would be there and there wouldn't be offense. And we got on a nice little run, I guess, in June. I think that was our best month where we won 18 games. And it seemed like, I mean, there was a general sense that it's going to come because even last year we started off slow. And the second half, everything came together. Starting pitching was rock solid. Offense was doing enough. And, you know, like you said earlier, we walked away with the American League East. But, yeah, this year it just hasn't been there. It hasn't ever really truly come together, never been able to sustain a nice run for an extended period of time. You know, it wasn't too, I guess, beginning of August, started to sense maybe a possible turnaround as well, but immediately got swept by the Minnesota Twins, and that took the wind out of that sail, and we proceeded to go on a struggle for a couple weeks. So it just hasn't, you know, it just hasn't gelled quite the way Buck Showalter and the Orioles wanted to this year, but it's not from lack of effort. You know, there's still guys having very good years. Chris Davis is putting up monster numbers again. Manny Machado has had an outstanding year defensively and offensively. Jonathan Scope, who was injured most of the year, is producing very well. So there are a lot of positive things. It's just that the team as a whole just hasn't gelled together enough to sustain and win enough ball games.
It's Mike Bordick joining us, Brady and Walker. Yeah, I was going to say it is just one of those years because you guys are, to me, you're healthier. There hasn't been a notable injury. You lost Machado for the season last year. Davis missed September with the suspension. And though Wieters was banged up a lot more last year, once you got him in June, you know, Buck Showalter managed his game numbers well and his innings, if you will, for a catcher. And he's been generally healthy. And you mentioned the other guys as well and the starting staff. It's not injuries. It's just one of those inexplicable things from a very inconsistent team the last three or four years.
Yeah, you know, there have been some I guess it's tough. You know, when you talk about team chemistry, I think the core group of this team has stayed together. Unfortunate loss last year with Markakis moving on and, of course, Nelson Cruz. But talking about Adam Jones and J.J. Hardy, Matt Wieters, you know, Chris Davis, and the group of veteran players that they have, you know, that have gone through the winning. And I think Buck really calls on them to keep the team up. But there were a lot of changes that went on this year. And I think in a lot of ways, looking back on the season, it potentially could have disrupted that team chemistry enough to where it just didn't allow this team to fully come together. I mean, the Orioles had the DFA, you know, a number of guys this year, guys that started the season in the big leagues, Delmon Young, for one, David Lowe, Travis Snyder, you know, a handful of pitchers as well. So a lot of players that, you know, were a part of the opening day roster and, you know, were there for a couple months and then all of a sudden gone. And I'm not saying it was just a major overhaul in a week. It just took a little bit of time to make all those moves. But still, moves are moves. So these guys weren't lost with injury. They were lost because of lack of production or the Orioles needed to, you know, just to make a move for roster space.
Yeah, you guys ran away with the AL East last year. I think you clinched on September 14th, 15th. You were 90-60 after 150 games. How would you assess this race now? I don't think either team's going to win this division by 5, 6, 7 games between the Blue Jays and Yankees, but I've been wrong before. How do you view the two teams and handicap them?
Well, I mean, my gosh, it seems like the Blue Jays are obviously the team to beat right now. Everything's working. They've made the most impactful moves, obviously, at the deadline. They have the right – I think they've always had good depth, and they continue to add to it, you know. So I feel like they're the strongest team right now. But even last year, I thought the Blue Jays were probably the strongest team in the American League East coming up to the first half of the season. But mm-hmm. then after that trip out to the West Coast, the Blue Jays faltered. They had some tough injuries, and they never were able to bounce back. And, you know, I guess it can happen any time in the season. The Orioles are certainly hoping it happens to the Yankees and the Blue Jays, yeah. that they falter enough and somehow the Orioles are able to regain, you know, a burst and finish strong. Because September, it's all within the division, basically.
Yeah.
So there are opportunities. And I know that they're going to continue to push and hope for that, you know, glimmer of light to give them a shot. But it's obviously going to take a lot of help from other teams, too.
We got about 45 seconds. Tell me, free agency-wise, the Orioles have a lot of big names coming up, don't they? Matt Wieters and Chris Davis, both Scott Boras clients. What does the future hold for both of them in Maryland?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting how they go about this. And they were worried, obviously, last year with the number of free agents coming in. And it's just been kind of a wait-and-see. Well, Chris Davis, he may have just slugged himself right out of the Baltimore market because he's been one of the best power hitters over the past three seasons, and another just monster year. You know, Wieters, it's going to be tough because he might be a player that we can hang on to because of his injury, an unfortunate injury with his Tommy John surgery, and, you know, hasn't really played a lot. So we might be able to keep him, which would be huge. Then you look at pitching. Wei-Yin Chen's a free agent as well, and he's going to get a lot because one of the top lefties in the American League East. So there's a number. It's going to be another challenging offseason for sure for the Orioles, and the bottom line is if they want to compete and keep some of these guys, they're going to spend some money.